awareness.org today. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
Are you ready to update your flooring? Well, don't miss the Lowe's Floor event going on now through October 31st. Come in today and get free Stainmaster carpet installation with the purchase of any Stainmaster carpet and pad. Or check out tile and laminate flooring for only 68 cents per square foot. For these and more great values, check out the Lowe's Floor event now through October 31st. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid through 10/31. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
Seven Sports Lounge at Casino Queen is your football headquarters. Catch all the action with NFL Sunday Ticket on the new HD video wall and 70-inch TVs. Enjoy an ice-cold 29-degree draft every day for $1.25. Every Saturday through Monday, enjoy bucket of beers, a large pizza, or a platter of hot wings for only $7.77. Seven Sports Lounge and Nightclub, where there's a party 7 days a week. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Do you have a leaky roof or any kind of a roofing problem?
If your roof needs a repair, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
Anytime, anywhere, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal. Call John Beal. Call John Beal. If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal. Call John Beal. Call John Beal.
Honey, call John Beal.
Hit the B square.
Don't hit the B square.
All right, it is time now for Joe Hipperson, Hip on Entertainment, on a Friday afternoon. Let you know what's going on around town. I bet he has something that's going on tonight in St. Louis. We'll find out. Joe Hipperson is brought to you by the good folks at Oreck, with 7 locations around the St. Louis area, and online at oreck.com. Here he is, everybody, Joe Hipperson.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, yes, yes.
So, Joe, are you a baseball fan? You said before you're not a huge sports guy.
So we're talking about organized sports.
So are you a baseball fan? Do you get excited about what's going on now with the world? You know they're in the World Series, right? The Cardinals.
Okay, we're talking about people that overpay to see the overpaid, right?
So that would be a negative.
Oh. I'm guessing that's a
simmer
no.
down there,
listen,
man.
Listen, down. I'm in. I'm down. I am. Okay, I get it. It's very exciting. I felt it, you know. I felt the thing last night that was going on. Everybody felt it, you know. It was a wild experience, you know. You know what's really cool though? See, I had it set up to where I wasn't home yet, and the game was in. It was about to go to extra innings, right? Have you ever done this where you can actually hear the broadcast of it, and then you can see it on a TV, right? Well, there was a gas station I pulled up in. It was really late last night. I had a gas station, and the broadcast is going out, so I'm hearing that. But then I'm looking at this TV, I can see through the window of this gas station, and this thing was like on a one-minute delay. It was crazy. I felt like Biff in Back to the Future 2 when he had the sports almanac, because I knew, right, I hear, oh, and he hits it, and this happens, I'm like, that didn't happen.
Not enough time to place a bet, unfortunately.
Right, and then I figured out, I'm like, wait a minute, I'm going to just sit here like a complete dork and count how many seconds. It was like a good minute. I'm like, this is amazing. I almost felt like I was shouting to the people in the gas station, he's going to strike out, you know, because they had no clue, and I was like channeling the future. It was really kind of wild. But yes, Bill, I felt the excitement.
Good.
I got really stoked. I got a bit annoyed. Really, I would say around what, like 11:30-ish last night, when people were literally running outside with pots and pans, screaming, shouting, hitting their horns, just going crazy. I mean, a person next to me, hopefully they were excited about the win, but they were screaming in a way that you would hear in a horror movie. I mean, just like weird screams.
You mean at home?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
I had fireworks going off. I kept hearing these noises going. What is that? It sounded like...
I know. Last night...
I scream. Oh, go ahead.
Sorry. You scream?
I scream. We scream. We all scream for ice cream.
Somebody was bound to say it.
had to be me.
No, but it was like we won the World Series last night. And I kept thinking to everyone, we haven't won it yet.
Okay. Now, so everyone says that last night was one of the greatest, you know, World Series games of all time. A lot of people were saying it was just brilliant.
Best game I've ever seen, period.
It was very intense. So here's a question I have, and in no way whatsoever am I making any insinuations, accusations, or statements about how I feel towards baseball or that game. I'm asking this question. If there's a game being played, and let's say the team you're rooting for isn't really doing all that well, maybe due to an error or two, maybe they weren't playing to their, you know, real level, right? And then eventually they decide, okay, let's play as good as we really are. Is it really that great of a win if they just finally turned it around and actually played the way they were supposed to the whole time? I'm asking just in general, not being a huge sports guy, nor am I making any accusations or insinuations about last night. But really,
yeah,
think about that.
Are you trying to say that because there were so many errors at the beginning of the game, you don't think it was that great?
Am I referencing last night? No, I'm asking a general question.
But the errors that happened last night were errors that you probably see maybe once or twice in a season. Yeah. And so when you can overcome that, when those errors
and
lead to runs for the other team and you can overcome errors, huge errors like that, I think it's a huge deal.
And I actually really do agree. I was just posing the question to see if you guys had an opinion on that, because really, a lot of the sports cliche movies that you see, the team will be awesome, or maybe they could be awesome, and then they always nosedive, and then everything comes back to in the end, when really all they do is play to the potential they had the whole time. So I just was wondering if anybody had anything.
I think it's great because, after you make some of those errors that everybody's, you would think your ego would be completely deflated. You would just give up and you'd be like, oh, my God, that's it. It's over. And then they came back and won. I think that's what's great.
Well, referencing last night, you got all these people with those towels. Everybody's going nuts, right? Yes. What if you were kind of down on your luck? Like, oh, man, I really hope this doesn't affect me. Then you look at the credit. How many thousand people have expectations? I mean, Bill, I think deep down you're a stressed out guy sometimes. I think you and I are probably guys that probably embody a bit too much stress. Could you imagine if we were on the field and we had to, perform that?
There's no way.
I've seen you vibrate when I bring up snuggling with people.
Even watching the game last night, I even posted this on my Facebook page. I said, I'm afraid to look in the mirror because I'm afraid that all of my hair has turned gray in the last 3 hours.
I just can't imagine that stress, man, the mountain of just stress you have on your shoulders.
It's fun, though. It was fun.
But there's a reason that there are only, 400 or 500 of those players in the Major League Baseball. There's a reason. Sure. It's the point whatever percent of the population that is able to do things like that.
We don't have enough currency to afford to pay everybody in that way. That's only 400 or 500.
That's right.
I think the fans get more emotional and are more emotionally involved with the game than the actual players.
And could you imagine if it would have been a loss? All right, there would have been. I would just be afraid to just bump into anybody wearing red. Do you know how upset people would be? I mean, that's the thing.
It would have been a
bipolar is it?
Depressing data.
It's a huge bipolar thing, being like a nuts, a crazy sports fan. I don't mean it as a bad thing, to be a crazy sports fanatic.
Roller coaster. Everybody.
All you guys are wearing red today. You got your Cardinals jersey on, Ian. Even Bill's season, he's wearing red. He's reacting to the environment, which is great, But, I mean, could you imagine that just insane down people would be feeling? Nobody would be productive today. Nobody could do anything. I can't even speak properly.
Wearing black matter what today. You would have been wearing black.
Yeah, I don't know if that's exactly true, because these guys really shouldn't even be in the World Series.
No.
I mean, they the way the season went.
But you're still here, though.
But you still got even if they had lost, you still got to go, holy crap, they made it to the World
Series. Maybe a week later.
The
day after, nobody's saying that.
Maybe you're right.
I'm not always wearing black, but I try and channel. Okay, I really do gravitate towards the teachings of a fictitious character named Ian Malcolm in the novel Jurassic Park, the whole idea of the black. What? Come on. You know what, Bill? I guarantee you play Dungeons & Dragons in your basement, nobody's around.
I don't know.
You're probably your own dungeon master by yourself. I guarantee it.
Wow.
One day I'll prove it. All right, so it's the Weekend Report, my little Hip-Hop Entertainment segment here. There are a couple films opening up. I'll go through a few for you. In Time is a movie that's being called a thriller. It's kind of sci-fi. There are numbers that are on people's arms. If your number's up literally, then you're dead. You have to have a job before a certain age. If you don't, you're dead. It's kind of a crazy, dark twist on how messed up things could be one day. It's decent, but it's not great. I think it could have been great, but it just kind of failed maybe somewhere within the cast.
This is a Justin Timberlake deal?
Yeah.
Hey, look at that. Yeah. Okay. Anonymous. What if William Shakespeare really wasn't even William Shakespeare? What if it was somebody else the entire time? You talk about look, they're trying to make this seem as if it could be intense.
Did you see it?
Yeah, it's an art house flick. It's a straight up art house flick. No matter what they say, Shakespeare in Love is like Die Hard compared to this movie. All right? Mm-hmm. It's kind of what you're looking at. Just giving you a heads up. Puss in Boots with Antonio Banderas and a whole lot of other wonderful voices is a retelling of the classic Jack and the Beanstalk story. It's very, very funny, and there's a lot of adult humor in this movie. A huge amount. So, and I'm not saying the kids will pick up on it. I'm saying that if you go and you have kids with you, it's a good film, and you're going to get 10 times more out of this than you probably got out of any of the Shrek movies. They really did push the envelope, and it was kind of weird to say with a CGI animated film.
Well, that's what Don told us yesterday. The name of the dance is the Cat Box Scratch.
Yes. Really? There's a lot of things for the adults that the kids will never figure out. But then when the kids do figure it out later in life, they're going to think you're some dirty old man if you took them to go see it.
I got to go see this.
The Rum Diary is opening this weekend. It's hard to call this film what it really is, but I'll say it. It is a prequel to Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, and it stars Johnny Depp once again channeling a character written by Hunter S. Thompson. If you're a huge Hunter S. Thompson fan and you think Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas is one of the greatest performances Johnny Depp's ever done, you would be in the same boat as me. You might be a little let down at the Rum Diary. This is before Hunter S. Thompson, as a journalist, went into his gonzo phase of pure excess and drugs and just more LSD than any human being should ever take at any single time. There's only one moment in this film where you would swear, wait a minute, it's got the same vibe as Fear and Loathing. But that vibe, because it's so short, actually seems way out of place because the film's more straight ahead, straightforward. If you're one of those people, I like Johnny Depp, but I don't like when he does the weird characters, this really is a good movie because it's not a weird character. He plays it straight. I mean, just as if he were Johnny Depp. So The Rum Diary, very interesting film. Yes, it is written by Hunter S. Thompson prior. Actually, it was released after he died. It's all about his origins and how he came to be who he is. Good movie, great Johnny Depp movie, but not really what I would call something in the canon of a sequel or prequel to Fear and Loathing Las Vegas.
What about, like, Academy Award or anything like that?
Not even close. Not going to happen. Not even close. If you want to see a concert, I have a few options for you. We've got Black Bears on stage at Lemons tonight. Squid and Whale will be at the Heavy Anchor, the Shea Fitz Arena this evening. Reba McEntire. I wonder, do you think a lot of people are going to be watching Reba McEntire on their phones the whole time checking the score of the game? You know, like, anytime she'll do a ballad and she'll think, oh, they've all got lighters. No, they got their phones out. I mean, I guarantee people are going to be, it's sad, though, but it's probably going to happen. People that go and see
they pay good money for those tickets, too. And
yeah.
Sure they did.
The poor huge sports fan that told his wife a couple months ago that they could go see Reba McEntire.
Back
and then,
in August.
There will be a lot of guys at this concert, or there'll be a lot of guys sleeping on the couch after this concert if they decided to ditch the wife for the, just to watch the game. They'll be watching it and sleeping on their couch. Mm. See, then you got, like, Drive-By Truckers at the pageant tonight. I guarantee no one in that audience is going to care. If you go see a group called Drive-By Truckers, do you really think you're a huge sports fan?
No. Drive-By Truckers are actually very, very good.
Oh,
seen them?
No, I didn't say they weren't good.
Country music?
Just a different kind of audience.
Right. A different kind of audience, but they were at the Dave Matthews caravan up in Chicago.
No, I know, but I was just saying that along with Reba McEntire, would you really see that being a giant sports crowd going to see Drive-By Truckers?
That's no, what? Probably not.
So there we go. Thank you, Dan, for jumping in.
Hey, a lot of bars, though. A lot of bars. God. A lot of the bars aren't letting bands start until after the game.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, okay. But you're not going to post, but Reba McEntire is not going to sit around until
the
post.
No. I said a lot of the bars are.
Because we went last Saturday, and they couldn't start until almost 11 o'clock.
Wow.
They had set up at 6:30.
What happens then? They just play their...
They just sit.
They just sit around and wait.
And they still have to play at the same amount of time that they were...
No. Because the bars...
That's a good deal, then.
But still, let's say you're a band, right, and you're playing a gig tonight. It's like your first gig ever, and you're at a bar, and they're going to show the game, and everyone's in there, and the Cardinals lose.
Oh, man.
Really, I mean, seriously,
suck the air out of that place.
That's like being the guy that follows the Beatles.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't matter, man. That would really, really blow. That's not a... No. Okay, so...
All right, everybody, let's go. Who's ready for some music?
And you decided, hey, I got a great idea. Like, Bill, like, we were in a band. Like, we got a couple guys. Let's all wear Cardinal jerseys, right? Right? And then the Cardinals lose, and we're up there with the jersey, like, rubbing it into the fans. That would be terrible. But you know what? I bet you there could be, like, a cliche bar fight then. Haven't you ever wanted to do that? Like, on a road trip, you'll stop by some greasy spoon next to a, hole-in-the-wall bar. Haven't you always just wanted to walk into one of those dirtball bars?
Grab a bar stool.
And just see what would happen. Yeah. Either you punch one guy with a cowboy hat, or you hit somebody with a chair to see if everybody would stand up and fight like they do in the movies. I'd love to see if that would happen one day.
Yeah.
I guarantee Bill would be, yeah, go ahead, Joe. Check it out. Yeah. I'll be outside. I'll keep the car running. I'll keep the car running for you.
Yeah, bring your movie camera.
Saturday, I Stabbed My Landlord will be playing at Lemons.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, at least they're putting it out there. Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons will be at the Fabulous Fox Theater. Blueberry Hill is a band called Hurt. Rubik will be at Cicero's. If you want to see a show on Sunday, 10 after 2 will be at Fubar. The Meat Puppets. Good stuff, man. I'm serious. My grunge roots, man. The Meat Puppets will be at the old Rock House. Handful of Zygotes will be playing at Lemons on Sunday night. I love the bands that play at Lemons. I mean, really, I have no clue.
Where is Lemons? I've never...
Somewhere on... Is it Manchester, I think?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's Olive. I think it's Olive. Who knows? You know, I just think that, you know, they've got a really weird criteria on the groups they want to play, and I'm very happy whatever that criteria might be. If you're in the mood for something funny, I really want to recommend this, but I'm not sure it's tonight. Again, tough night to be doing anything in St. Louis if you're a performer. Chris Tucker will be on stage tonight. Comedian, actor, guy who used to be funny, Chris Tucker, will be on stage at the Fabulous Fox. If you think I'm being harsh, have you actually seen Rush Hour 3? I'm just going to ask that question.
Three? Nope.
Yeah, Rush Hour 3.
I didn't know there was a 3.
There is a 3.
Did he start out as a stand-up?
There was a 2.
He did start out doing stand-up at small
clubs. I don't remember ever seeing him do...
Prior to him being on the movie Friday, or like the Fifth Element, people forget he's in the Fifth Element. As annoying as anything, but he's in it. Yeah, he did do stand-up comedy, and he was really, really good. But ever since he's been busted by the wall a lot, and ever since he's decided to change his... Like, he hates the movie Friday. Did you know that?
No.
He can't stand the fact that kids look at Friday, think it's hilarious, and it deals with marijuana use, right? He thinks, oh, no, I can't be sending that message out to the kids. So if you got a copy of Friday, don't ask for an autograph, because he'll make you feel very awkward, very uncomfortable. When a guy loses that, the thing that made him good,
right.
How can he really be funny?
Yeah.
It'd be like Andrew Dice Clay, censored. I mean, not that he was ever... I mean, you just don't want that.
Right.
It'd just be kind of weird. If you're looking to see a show on Halloween... Francis with Wolves, still one of the coolest names ever. Francis with Wolves will be at the A-Pop Records, and Dead or Pregnant will be at the Atomic Cowboy on Halloween night. And last but not least, I'm very stoked, Bill. Do you know why?
I have no idea.
I'm a huge Star Wars fan, but in
what?
The closet,
how
I'm a Star
never
Trek.
Mentioned
listen
that
to me,
before.
Listen to me, man. I'm out and I'm open in the public when it comes to my love for Star Wars, but I'm still in the closet on Star Trek, all right? But that means I really do dig it, all right? Deep down, I'm huge into that stuff. Do you realize what this weekend is at the St. Louis Science Center?
Mm-mm.
Oh, man. They've got it, man. They've got a huge, giant Star Trek thing. It's called Star Trek The Exhibition. There's never... Or Exhibition, or... And it
Exhibit?
Be ex- whatever that. Well, it doesn't...
It's
ILM
an exhibition.
There we go. Exhibition. Thank you very much, Tina. You always make me feel better, Tina. You know that? Yeah. Anytime Bill says anything,
anytime.
Make me feel nice and warm. Bill, they've got a recreation of the bridge on the USS Enterprise.
Oh,
full
boy.
Recreation. Not only that, but the sick bay from Star Trek The Next Generation. Yes.
Wow.
It's awesome. The exact chair that Captain Kirk sat in.
We know what the
on
next
Star Trek.
New picture on his Facebook profile is going to be.
Maybe me and Kirk's chair. Not laying down his sick bay. Next Generation.
No.
That's for wussies. You know, I'm talking about the real old school man, Kirk, man. Kirk versus Khan. Just awesome stuff. The exhibition will be going on throughout the end of the year, but this is opening weekend. So if you're out there, chances are these are my people, Bill. I mean, I'm speaking to my people right now, and there's a good chance we could all meet up tonight, and never would you see anybody checking Android phones for scores. We would just be setting our phasers to stun and headed to have some fun. Look at that. All right, fine. Star Trek The Exhibition is going down at the Science Center. This is opening weekend. If you're like me, then live long and prosper and have a great time. And that'll do it for me. I'll talk to you guys next week. Joe Hipperson, Big 550, KTRS, Hip on Entertainment.
All right.
Take care, guys.
There goes Joe with his lightsaber heading out the door. Brought to you by Oric, with 7 locations around the St. Louis area, online at oric.com. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a little break. When we come back, we'll have some audio. Frank had a situation yesterday. He went to the game, and I won't tell you anything other than he had a little incident happen to him at the baseball game yesterday, and he called into Magoo in the morning here. And was on with Magoo this morning and did a 5 or 6 minute segment with him, and so we'll play that for you. It's kind of interesting and kind of funny. We'll play that for you, and so much more. We'll also do trivia today in the 5 o'clock.
All right.
I got hate mail from people. Why didn't you
Good.
Do trivia?
Yeah. You should have.
Anyway, it was from you guys actually.
Yeah, it was.
So, we'll be back. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
The Big 550 is your home for everything Mizzou, especially on Mizzou Mondays this fall. Tune in this Monday night from 6 to 9 for Mizzou Monday, live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City with John Hadley. We'll recap the last game, preview the next game, and for everyone at Friendly Sports Bar and Grill, we'll have more fun off the air. Mizzou Mondays, live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City. Brought to you by Roscova Vodka and the Big 550 KTRS.
This traffic report is sponsored by John Beale Roofing, and Tim Weiland has your golden Oaklanding airborne traffic. So you're just getting up, huh, Tim?
Yeah, we just got up. I got a question. We're on the taxiway. They got all these corporate jets coming in there, so we've got to wait. And I'm listening to Joe's report. What were some of those bands? I stabbed my landlord.
Yeah.
Right. What was Meat the Puppets?
Other, the Meat Puppets, I've heard of. And what was the other one? A handful of psychos?
Zygotes.
Oh, zygotes.
Yeah.
Zygotes.
No, you don't want to see the other, whatever you just mentioned. That's a horrible show, but zygotes is a lot better.
Oh, okay. I couldn't hear over the plane. I thought he said a handful of psychos. I thought, what a great name for a band.
He was looking at us when he said that. You're a handful of psychos.
Yeah, right. All right. Well, yeah, we just did take off, and a lot of traffic coming in for the baseball game. Right now we're looking at westbound 5570. You're slowing just after the Kingbridge split. It's just crawling now up to the Poplar Street Bridge. Eastbound 70, that's heavy. It looks like from about Adelaide through 10th Street. Northbound 55, that is slow from Park to the Poplar Street Bridge. Eastbound 40, that's heavy Union Station to the Poplar. We've got a report of an accident. We're on our way to check that out now. It's on westbound Page just before Highway 270. There are two lanes that are blocked. And this traffic report is brought to you by McDonald's. Finally, the McRib is back. Try one today with fries and an ice-cold Dr. Pepper. Good things really do come to those who wait for a limited time, only at McDonald's. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, George Webber. October marks a terrific opportunity for car buyers. Three Weber Chevrolet locations are under construction. We have to keep the cars moving off our lots faster than the factory is sending them to us. There's only one way to do that. We're taking every reasonable offer and giving you the lowest prices anywhere. Just listen to these examples. 012 Cruises for just $15,900, plus 2.9 financing with approved credit. $15,900 and $2.9 for an 012 Cruise. And every Cruise on our lots have similar savings no matter what the equipment. At Weber, you can buy an 012 Malibu for just $17,900, also with 2.9 financing. Once again, every Malibu carries similar savings. Finally, we have new Silverado extended cabs for $18,900 with similar savings on all regular, extended, and crew cabs in 2- and 4-wheel drive. As always, everyone qualifies for all pricing. There are no hidden rebates and absolutely no gimmicks. It's only at the construction sale at Weber Chevrolet. Four locations or at WeberChevrolet.com.
How would you like to join other KTRS listeners? In Hawaii, you'll depart St. Louis March 2nd and spend 12 days in paradise, where the average daytime temperature is 73 degrees in March. You'll sail aboard NCL's state-of-the-art Pride of America, a newer freestyle ship that's all casual, with no formal nights. You'll be dining when and where you want. You'll visit Kauai, Maui, and on the Big Island, the orchid capital of the world, Hilo, as well as the sleepy fishing village of Kona. Plus, you'll spend 4 nights in Waikiki Beach, with sightseeing included. Prices including airfare from St. Louis start at only $2,828. A terrific price for everything included. For your brochure, call YMT Vacations at 1-800-736-7300. Space is limited, so call today. 1-800-736-7300 to travel with other KTRS listeners departing March 2nd. Call 1-800-736-7300.
Today you hear over and over again how companies are shipping their jobs overseas. Not with St. Louis Closet Company. St. Louis owned, St. Louis operated, manufactured right here in St. Louis. Customers can come in and watch their closets being cut and built right here in St. Louis. You can actually watch the professionals at St. Louis Closet Company manufacture your closets at their Maplewood showroom. McGraw-Milhaven here for St. Louis Closet Company, and I did exactly that. It's a great process to see, and when the closets are done, they're magnificent. 314-781-9000. That's the phone number to St. Louis Closet Company. Call them today and set up your free in-home estimate and ask about the fall special. St. Louis Closet Company stands behind each and every one of their custom closets. They use only the best materials available, certified green, and every closet comes with a lifetime warranty. 314-781-9000. 314-781-9000. Call for your free in-home estimate and their fall special. St. Louis Closet Company.
Today my journey to help save people money on car insurance brings me to the St. Louis Arch, a monument to westward expansion that stands 630 feet tall. That would be about 1,260 geckos if we stood head to tail, vertically. Not that we'd ever do that. We'd be too busy in our never-ending quest to help save people money on car insurance. Go west, young geckos.
To get a free rate quote, go to geico.com. Then buy online, over the phone, or at your local Geico office. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
As a proud father of five daughters, I knew someday the wedding bells would be ringing, wringing my wallet dry. So in order to save some money, I decided that all of their special days would be on the same day.
I can't believe this.
Can't believe what? I've been engaged for 10 years waiting for you.
It's only because you took the first one to come along.
Take that back. Justin's a good
girls,
man.
Girls, this is no time to bicker. It's go time, ladies.
To get a free rate quote, go to Geico.com. Then buy online, over the phone, or at your local Geico office.
This Halloween weekend, NBC Friday's so good, it's frightening. First, Chuck is back in action with big changes and one very big final season. Then, in the premiere of Grimm, discover the stories you grew up with. Little Red Riding Hood, the Big Bad Wolf, are real.
You are one of the last Grimms.
He's a cop and a Grimm? Is that legal?
From the producers of Buffy the Vampire Slayer and Angel, the premiere of Grimm, after the return of Chuck, tonight on NBC.
Welcome to the Regulation Rodeo, where Missourians try and hang on to their jobs.
The last thing we need is EPA regulation that would slam Missouri families and businesses with higher energy costs, bucking even more of us from good-paying jobs. The U.S. House of Representatives has done its part. Now it's time for President Obama to tell his EPA to hold their horses. Visit EnergyForMissouriJobs.org to learn what you can do to protect your job, paid for by Energy for Missouri Jobs.
Hi, St. Louis. This is the roofer for Lane House Construction, and I want to thank everyone that has supported us over the last 10 years. With your help, we have grown to become a nationally ranked exterior remodeling company. We currently hold 3 Angie's List Super Service Awards for roofing, siding, and windows. Qualified Remodeler ranks Lane House in the top 500 nationwide at 327, up from 414 last year. For roofing, siding, windows, or gutters, call Lane House Construction, 314-845-2166 or lanehouseconstruction.com.
Don't miss Kohl's Big Weekend Sale featuring extra specials throughout the store. Friday, 3 to 11 p.m. and Saturday, 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Kohl's, expect great things.
We have been making observations about the World Series game last night, and one of them I forgot to mention. They really should just get rid of all of these celebrity and professional singers and let these military people sing. The guy last night that sang, I guess he sang God Bless America. This guy was incredible.
He was.
And I think it was the night before, a couple of nights ago. Maybe it's been every game and I haven't really been paying attention, but they've had these different military folks, whether from the Navy or Marines or whatever, and they sing either the... I don't know if they've even sung the Star Spangled Banner, but I think they've all sang God Bless America.
Right.
And they are incredible. I think that may be a cool trend. Let the military folks come out and sing instead of these, you know...
I think through the entire World Series, they've had the military people singing God Bless America.
Yeah, I think they should let him do it all the time. I think that was tremendous. The guy, and I wish I had written down his name, but
the guy last night, he has a recording contract also.
Yeah, he was
good. Good.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to play for you some audio from this morning. Frank called in from to McGraw, and he had a little bit of an incident, I guess, last night at the baseball game. And that's really, I guess, all we need to say. So we'll play. It's about 5 minutes long. Enjoy it. This is Frank on McGraw this morning here on the Big 550.
8:43 here on the Big 550 KTRS. When Frank Opinion retires from the Big 550 KTRS, he's going to leave here and walk straight into the Radio Hall of Fame. And Frank Opinion joins us now. Good morning, Frank.
I'm sorry, the Hall of Fame thing I found funny. The only reason I just woke up.
Yes.
Okay. Were you at the game last night?
I was not at the game. I was watching it at home, though.
Okay. Here's the sad, this is actually really sad and unfair in the structure of the universe.
Yes.
I was there.
You were at the game?
Yeah. Now listen to this.
Yeah.
I don't go to baseball games, and I've been to a game all year.
Right.
But I had free tickets offered, so my wife and I went.
Mm-hmm.
And the seventh inning, when they're losing, she says to me, she says, look, by the bottom of the eighth or whatever, she said, you want to just get out of here and beat the traffic? And I said, and I want full credit for this, but I said, no. I said, it's a World Series game. The bratwurst is good. And anything can happen.
Right.
And I'm taking full credit for this. So we stayed. McGraw, I got to tell you something. you know how little I know about baseball.
Right.
I have never been to anything like this in my life. We obviously stayed for the whole thing. And David Freese went to this high school with my son.
Okay.
And I don't have, there's no point or direction to any of this except that outside the stadium when it was over, I fell down in the street. I was looking at my phone because everybody who knows me
right.
was texting me going, I can't believe you got to go to see this game. It's not even fair. And so I'm reading these texts and I missed a curb and I hit the deck right on the street on my knee. I may have shattered my knee. My knee is a mess. And I thought for a second, everybody has to think I'm drunk because that's what it looked like. It looked just like an old drunk guy lying in the street. And I'm going to tell you something about St. Louis. People were yelling and screaming and honking horns. Everybody around stopped and reached out and asked me if I was okay. Do you need us to call anybody? Because I hit it hard. And the other thing about St. Louis, we didn't turn over any cars, light any fires. And I heard some people, I was in a Laclede cab. And we had the windows down because I wanted to hear all the horns and the yelling. And I heard some losers in a car yelling, Cards suck! Cardinals suck! Now let me ask you, what kind of moron in St. Louis last night after that game drives around yelling, Cardinals suck, and doesn't think you have the great possibility of just being beaten to a pulp?
Now hold on a second. How close were you to leaving the game?
Not at all, because she just mentioned it in the sixth to seventh inning. As we went into the seventh inning, she just said, if it looks like this is going to be the disaster that it looks like it's going to be, because it was headed that way.
Right.
She says, you want to get out of here and just beat all of these people? Look at this crowd. And I just said, no, I don't think so. I said, you never know. You just never know. And so we stayed. And then my phone, because of who I am and how little I know and that I don't go to a lot of games, I keep getting from different people, you know, somebody just told me you're at the game. You know, this is BS. you don't deserve to be there. And I didn't deserve to be there. But maybe what happened was because I was there. So I say, if we get in a situation like this again, it's a sixth game, we won a seventh, somebody needs to give me really good tickets every year.
Well, did you hear two things, and then we got to go. Did you hear that the guy who got the David Freese home run, his buddy was a Cub fan, and they both gave the ball back to David Freese?
No, I saw him run out there in the grass and get it. And no, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's one. And two, we got a text here, and it says, my friend and I decided not to turn over police cars last night, so we decided to knock over Frank Opinion instead.
Well, somebody did a good job because, buddy, I hit the deck. And that's all I wanted to say. That if you're going to go to a game, I got to go to probably one of the absolute best baseball games ever played.
Hey, Frank, you're welcome to call here anytime. I just didn't know you still worked here.
I, quite frankly, as of this morning, day to day, I don't know either.
Hey, we're all day to day.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks, McGraw.
You got it. Frank Opinion, ladies and gentlemen, here on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, there you go. Well, I'm glad he's okay.
Yeah, sounds well, like we don't know what his condition
fall.
Is.
He sounded like he was okay.
He didn't say anything to me. Last night I called him when I was driving home, and I said, please tell me you stayed for this entire game. And he said, yes. But he never said anything about falling down.
Really?
Yeah, he never told me anything about falling.
Oh, my goodness.
Well. And I talked to him for about 10 minutes. He just talked about how great the game was and how his wife talked about leaving early. And I said, your wife? Your wife, who's into sports more than you, wanted to leave
right.
early.
You have to wonder.
And to beat traffic when they're in a cab.
Yeah.
Good point. You have to wonder, though, how many people. And I was on Facebook a little bit last night, which was fun because everybody has a comment about everything. It was almost impossible to keep up because all the comments were scrolling so fast. But you have to wonder how many people last night in like the seventh inning turned the game off and didn't bother to turn it back on. Just said, "Screw it, I'm going to bed." And this morning, just to be like, "Oh, really? They came back and won." So thankfully, I was. smart enough to not turn it off and to hang with them there.
That's why I never leave a game. I will never, no matter what the score is, I will never leave a game. And I have a friend of mine that's like that too. And we stayed one time. The Cardinals got beat like 13-2 or something like that. We were like one of the only ones in the stadium, and we would not leave. I will not leave a game.
Do you remember, Dan, you and I went to a game once, and we were up, I don't know where we were sitting, it doesn't really matter, but it was a tied game, and it stayed tied. It went into extra innings, and it was like 16 innings or whatever, and it was late. It was after midnight, and we stayed there. And the only people in the stands were... It was like me and Dan and like 10 other people. Everybody else had gone. And Dan, you know, we're all slap happy, and Dan's doing his Mike Shannon impression and trying to entertain the crowd or whatever. And then they lost.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You invest that much time and energy, and you're like, oh, my goodness. But it is true. Dan will not leave before the end of the game, and I give you credit for that.
Oh, thanks.
All right, what do we need to do here, sir? Do we take a break? Are we?
I guess we can take a break.
All right, we'll take a quick break. I'll have a guest on the phone. We come back a little bit, and we'll have some time to chat with you, I believe. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free 1-888-550-KTRS. This is the Big 550.
It's your golden oil. What's your golden oil cleaning airport traffic?
What happened?
Tim let off a big...
Tim let out a big belt?
Yeah.
Well, off the air.
Did I?
Yes.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, okay.
So we put one on the air.
You go, boy, traffic's looking really bad out here.
You got it. We got to tell the listeners. I like to do a lot of little things that I know only you guys can hear, or at least Tina does.
We're so lucky.
Yeah, sound effects from the plane.
Well, what's going on?
Oh, it's a mess out here. I'll tell you. First of all, let's start with westbound 40. Well, first of all, they've cleared that accident westbound Page just before Highway 270. Now, on westbound 4064, you're jammed up from Kings Highway through McCausland, 270 through Mason. A couple little slow pockets out in Chesterfield Valley to the Boone Bridge. Eastbound 4064, that is jamming up from 141 through Mason. Long, slow lines of traffic from Lindbergh through Big Bend. And then you're heavy from the Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. Southbound 170, stop and go Page through Highway 40. Southbound 270, that is jammed solid. Just a little bit south of Highway 70 all the way down through Doherty Ferry. Eastbound 270, the same thing. Jam solid 370 through New Florissant. And westbound 70, you're heavy at the Planchette Bridge. And then right about 370, you're doing the crawl all the way out through T.R. Hughes. This traffic report is brought to you by United Way of Greater St. Louis. United Way of Greater St. Louis helps one in three people in our community. You may be surprised to find out how much you're helping when you support United Way. See for yourself at helpingpeople.org. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Mizzou Tigers are here on KTRS. Hi, I'm Mike Kelly, the voice of the Missouri Tigers. A year ago, Missouri went to Texas A&M and knocked off the Aggies. The Tigers will try to make it two straight at Kyle Field this Saturday. Join us right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Pre-game begins at 10 a.m. tomorrow. Get every pass, every play right here on your home of the Missouri Tigers. The Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou.
Hi, this is John Shea, Mr. Fix-It. Let's face it, our front door isn't the most used door in the house. It's our garage door. The best folks in town to have our garage door fixed is Overhead Door of St. Louis. They have service from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday, Saturdays from 8 to 6. They have same-day service if you call before 2. They service all brands of garage doors and openers. Appointments are scheduled within a 4-hour time frame, so you don't have to wait around all day like some companies make you do. They have emergency service 24/7, 365 days a year. Their trucks are like rolling warehouses with most parts to give them the ability to fix most jobs in just one trip, which will save you money. Ask them about their preventative maintenance program available to extend the life of garage doors, and that's to maintain up to 3 garage doors in any house. They've been in business since 1926. That's Overhead Door St. Louis. Give them a call, 314-781-5200, or look them up on the web at ohdsdl.com. That's Overhead Door of St. Louis.
For over 35 years, Bob Brockland Buick GMC has built a solid customer-first reputation in the St. Louis area.
always a market leader in Buick and GMC sales. Now Bob Rockland is proud to present one of the Midwest's largest selections of pre-owned cars and trucks. Introducing the Bob Rockland Pre-Owned Supercenter, with vehicles ranging from $3,500 and up. Almost all makes and models are available. If not, then the Brockland Pre-Owned team will find it for you. View the entire inventory with a click of the mouse at Brockland.com. That's BROCKLAND.com. Not from St. Louis? Can't make the drive to the dealership? No problem. Bob Brockland will trailer the pre-owned vehicle of your choice to anywhere in the continental U.S. Buying a pre-owned vehicle just got a lot easier. One of the largest pre-owned vehicle selections in the entire Midwest. And a name you can trust. Bob Brockland Pre-Owned Supercenter. Just off I-255 at the Highway 157 exit in Cahokia. Or online at Brockland.com.
All right, creeping up on 5 o'clock at the Big 550 KTRS. I'm Bill Cleveland. It's great to have you along here on this Friday afternoon as we get set for Game 7 of the World Series tonight. Everybody's in a great mood. It's good to have you along. Do some trivia coming up after 5 o'clock and more of your calls. And before we get to that, let's check in with Bob Iback, who's on the phone and is going to share with you a way that you can also celebrate in the World Series action in the postseason here. Hey, Bob, how's it going?
I'm doing great today. I know you guys are down in St. Louis and was watching that game last night. I was just telling Dan, who I've known for years, I've been in baseball for, gosh, over 40 years and seen a lot of different games. And somebody asked me today earlier, was that the greatest game you've ever seen? I said, well, it's pretty close because I started out when I was 8 years old. I saw Don Larsen's perfect game as a kid in New York City.
Wow.
1956.
Yeah, we weren't even born then. So.
Yeah, we're all
a lot younger.
I wasn't going to say that, Bob.
So that's okay.
It's the greatest game that we've seen in our lifetime.
I'll tell you what, going back and forth, you look at that ball game and it's amazing, just the comebacks and David Freese, what he did there with the two strikes on him, hit the triple to right field, ties the ball game, and whacks that ball to center field, gets the home run to win the game. It's magical. It's the first time, what, since 2002, they're going to go to a Game 7 in the World Series. So that's the ultimate.
Yeah, that's awesome. It is awesome.
It couldn't have worked out any better. It's a Friday night. People can stay up late and party and have a good time.
Oh, yeah. That'd be great. I know. But, we're talking about partying and everything else. I was talking to folks at Nyko Sports and the Make-A-Wish Foundation, and they're just so thrilled that this thing is just going so well for them on these limited edition baseballs that we're promoting to raise monies for the Make-A-Wish Foundation of Missouri. And in a moment, I'll give out a toll-free number and a website how folks listening into the show today can get a piece of World Series history that's very, very unique. Only 5,000 of these official Rawlings World Series baseballs will be produced. They all come in a nice display case with it's very handsome looking. It's got a black base to it. It's $39.95. And 10% of the proceeds goes over to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. We're hoping to get about, 8 to 10 wishes granted for these youngsters who have life-threatening medical conditions. And we're closing in on the halfway point of our program. We've got about 2,500 or so of the baseballs still remaining, half the collection. And the baseballs themselves are very unique because they have the World Series logo on them. They have the Cardinals official logo, the Rawlings official logo. We'll have a little recap of the postseason with the games against Milwaukee and Philadelphia posted there, and, of course, the Rangers. We'll also have the official Rally Squirrel logo on one of the panels. I think that's the good luck charm for the Cards in the postseason, yeah, or at least the last few weeks. And then we also have listed all the Cardinals World Series titles, and we'll add, if they go on to win tonight, and certainly I hope they do, we'll go on to add World Champions right on one of the panels. So,
oh, awesome.
If you want to get one of these or get a couple of them, because with the holiday season coming up, these are great gift ideas, and they are very limited. Again, only 5,000 made. You can call a toll-free number this evening and order them, 1-800-345-2868. That's 1-800-345-2868, or simply go right to nikosports.com, nikosports.com. $39.95 gets you the official World Series baseball, with the Rally Squirrel logo on it and all the other information, and it gets you the acrylic display case with a number certificate of authenticity, numbers 1 through 5,000. So these will become a real collector's item in years to come.
Yeah. Right. Hey, Bob, you were with the Cubs. Did you see the guys that got the David Freese ball? They jumped out on that
batter's
eye. And the one guy was wearing a Chicago Cubs T-shirt. And they went down and got a signed baseball from the whole team, and then they
as long as it wasn't Bartman, you're okay.
Yeah, that's right. No, it wasn't.
You know what? Only a Cub fan could jump into the center field grassy area like he did out there and try to get the baseball. But I thought it was real classy that the young man who gave it back to David Freese, because that's going to be a keepsake, and what a great memento for a kid who actually grew up in the St. Louis area, hometown boy, doing what he's doing for the Cardinals.
Oh, it's storybook.
And the guy said the guy that gave him the ball back, he said, you know what? I don't need any money. Here, take it. I don't need anything. He took a signed bat or something.
And that's nice to hear in this day and age. Everybody's looking out for something, and it's nice to see that somebody just kind of go ahead and said, you know what? This is the right thing to do.
Yep, absolutely. All right. So the telephone number again is 1-800-345-2868, correct?
Right, 1-800-345-2868. If you can't get through the phone lines, don't panic. Go right to the website. You won't get left out. And it's nicosports.com, NICOsports.com. Great opportunity to do something great for a Make-A-Wish kid. We're up to almost $2 million now that we've raised for the Make-A-Wish Foundation in just the last 4 or 5 years, and we're closing in for Make-A-Wish on almost 300,000 wishes that we've granted for kids.
Nice. Cool. What do you think about tonight, Bob?
I think the Cardinals are going to jump out to a huge lead. I think I say by the fifth inning they're up 8-2 and they coast.
Beautiful.
Wow, what a prediction.
Sounds good here.
I don't think the Rangers have a prayer. I mean, I was there in 2003 in the Bartman game, and after they lost game 6 and choked and gave up 8 runs, the next night somebody was walking out of the ballpark and said, "Well, don't worry, we've got Kerry Wood pitching tomorrow." And I'll never forget the young man in front of me turned to his girlfriend. He says, "You know what? I don't care if we have God pitching. We're not going to win games."
There's some force on the other side against it. Yeah, definitely.
It's the Rally Squirrel.
That's it.
Right.
That's
it. It is.
And God's got quite a fastball, so that's saying something. All right. Thanks, Bob. Have a great weekend.
Okay. Enjoy tonight's game, and go Cardinals.
All right. Thank you, sir.
See you, Bob.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Bob. Again, the number 1-800-345-2868. Charlie, I've got 30 seconds for you, my friend. What do you got real quick?
Okay, real quick, my brother-in-law out in Denver, Colorado, he is an avid Cardinals fan, born and raised here, and he turned off the game after Cruz hit his home run and woke up to a Cardinal victory. He writes the family and says, "Please tell me I'm not the only one that did this." And my wife wrote back and said, "Nah, you're pretty much the only..."